country. Here is the latest news. In your top stories, state's attorney criticizes Jacob Zuma, men's mental health contributes to gender-based violence, and Eskom urges customers to recode prepaid meters before the due date. The state attorney has criticized former President Jacob Zuma for suggesting that his late former lawyer, Kemp J. Kemp, was liable for his legal bill. The state attorney is in the process of recovering over 28 million rand the government spent on Zuma's lawyers during his corruption case. The Supreme Court of Appeal ruled 3 years ago that Zuma was not entitled to funding for lawyers after the Economic Freedom Fighters and the Democratic Alliance challenged his legal funding by the state in court. The South African Human Sciences Research Council says mental health issues in men are some of the drivers of gender-based violence in the country. The SAHSRC released the results of its first ever gender-based violence study yesterday. The study is based on a survey of 5,603 women and 4,409 men. More than a third of the women who participated in the study experienced sexual or physical violence at some point in their lives. A fifth of the men who participated admitted to committing physical or sexual violence against women. Just over 23% of the men who were at risk of clinical depression. Eskom has urged all prepaid electricity customers to update their meters immediately to avoid any unexpected losses of electricity. All meters still using the key revision number 1 or KRN1 will no longer accept electricity tokens after this coming Sunday. Customers who fail to recode their meter will lose power and will be required to replace the meter at a cost of up to 12,000 rand. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says they have set up community support teams, including weekend assistants, to make the recoding process accessible. Two men appeared in the Mecklenburg Magistrates Court in Limpopo yesterday for the possession of illicit cigarettes. A traffic officer spotted the 34-year-old Leslie Tafrai driving a car without registration plates on the R37. The driver refused when the officer asked to search the vehicle. He was caught after a car chase. Police found 26-year-old William Mongate in another vehicle on the side of the road. And police say a substantial number of illicit cigarette boxes were found in the vehicles of the two suspects. Telkom's shares gained 5% yesterday after the company released information showing that it was winning customers from Vodacom and MTN. Telkom's report for the period ending September shows that the company now has almost 22.7 million mobile customers. This is a 24.6% year-on-year increase. Telkom says its data-led strategy is starting to show good results. The company also reported an 18% increase in fibre-related business for that period. Moving to international news, Russia has accused outgoing American President Joe Biden of escalating the war in Ukraine. This follows the US decision to allow Ukraine to use its long-range missiles to strike targets in Russia. Russia has vowed that its response to this will be palpable. Biden has meanwhile encouraged world leaders to follow his example and support Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have been at war since February 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine. Financials. Gold was selling at $2,622.59 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $73.41. $1 US, R17.95. The British pound, R22.75, and the euro, R19. A Bitcoin is currently $91,522.32. And that's all for this bulletin.
Coast Radio.